Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everybody, to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, February 20th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who is on the road. He just gave a presentation yesterday in Dallas, and he'll be following that up with another live presentation in Orlando this coming Sunday. And I believe tickets may still be available for that at InfoWarsTeam.com if you're interested in seeing Alex live. We've got a ton of news for you today, so much breaking news. As usual, we can't really get to it all, but we're going to do our best. We've got three amazing guests lined up for you today. Those include a former FBI agent and former cop who's going to be speaking to you about how to avoid having your rights taken away under false arrest or just any kind of arrest, you know, how to avoid being arrested when you're not breaking the law. Also, maybe some comments about the failed war on drugs. We've also got another guest, Mr. Joe Nobody. That's right. That's his author name. He's going to be speaking with us about self-defense, how to defend your property in case of an economic collapse or if there is a social unrest or any other kind of situation in which you need to defend your family, your community. I mean, we saw examples of this in Egypt, where neighborhoods had to get groups of people out there to check traffic coming in and defend their apartment complexes. So you'll learn a lot of information today about how to defend your property when we speak with Joe Nobody. We've also got in the third hour a neurosurgeon who is also an expert in emergency medical preparedness. Dr. Sheldon Marks will be joining us in the third hour with all kinds of incredibly useful information that you'll need to know about how to stay medically safe and intact during any kind of a crisis or collapse or any other kind of preparedness scenario that may happen in the near future. Now, you'll notice that we have a lot of focus on that today about preparedness. That's because, I mean, look, folks, it's already February 20th. March 2012 is almost upon us. You know, this is the year that a lot of people who follow the Mayan calendar think it's all coming to an end. But I mean, I guess if you follow the Mayan calendar, you don't need to prepare at all because it's all going to be, you know, the universe is going to be destroyed and all that. I don't believe that, and I don't think you do either. We need to be prepared because reality is still going to be here, and we got to be ready for that reality of economic collapse, of who knows what kind of political turmoil may be happening out there. Who knows? Because one thing that we can count on is that the government in America today continues to destroy our economy, continues to put more of us out of work, continues to steal the election from Ron Paul. There's so much evidence of total theft of the election. It's now obvious that more and more people are getting angry. More and more people are out of work. Something is changing rapidly, and I want you, the Alex Jones Show listeners, to be fully prepared, and that's why I've assembled this collection of guests today so that you can be prepared and don't get caught with your pants down, so to speak. That's not a TSA joke. No, I'm talking about don't get caught unprepared. We'll have more TSA jokes ahead and during the show, of course. We've also got a new story out by Paul Craig Roberts. Here it is. Silencing the Critics, a very important story that's posted now on Infowars.com. I'm going to get to more comments about that story. I'll read you some lines written by Paul as soon as we get back from this coming break. This is a very important story about the censorship of the voices that are telling the truth. They're being silenced yet again so that the media speaks with one voice, one mind, one Borg. That's right. Stay with us here. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with all that news and more. Stay with us.
Alex. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, listeners. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with you. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, and of course, Alex calls me a patriot, health freedom fighter, and that's a pretty good description. That's what I'm into, and that's what we're going to be covering today, but a lot more than just health. In fact, we've got 3 big interviews coming up today, 3 guests. Let me give you a heads up on who they are. Oh, and by the way, yeah, today is Monday, February 20th, which means it is President's Day, as they call it, President's Day. Well, it turns out there really is no such holiday called President's Day. It's actually Washington's birthday. That's the official federal name of the holiday. But now they try to make it apply to all presidents. Well, they've been doing that for a long time, of course. But, you know, that's just a little trivia item for you. It's actually Washington's birthday, which isn't even February 20th. He was actually born on February 22nd, I believe, not the 20th. But, you know, they move it around to get it close to the weekend. But I want to welcome all those listeners who are federal workers who are at home today, not at work, and looking to learn some useful information here on the Alex Jones Show. You're going to be learning a wealth of useful information that you can take back to your federal coworkers tomorrow and inform them as well and tell them to get over to InfoWars.com, where they can learn more information by reading the incredible array of articles that are posted there every single day, including today. There's an article by Paul Craig Roberts that we're going to get into in a minute. But as I promised you, let me get you the names of these guests that are coming up today. In the first hour here of the show, we have Dale Carson. He is a former FBI agent, a former South Miami police officer who has written a book, a very popular book called Arrest Proof Yourself. He can teach you how to protect your rights against overzealous law enforcement officers. Again, we're not saying that law enforcement officers are bad. In fact, I mean, our society would be in trouble without them at the local level for sure. But there are times where they can be a little bit aggressive, as we've seen, you know, pepper spraying the students at the rally. And Dale Carson is going to teach us a little bit of information about how to protect our rights against these law enforcement officers. And I may ask him about the failed war on drugs as well. Also, in the second hour, we have an interview with Joe Nobody. Yeah, that's the name that he publishes under. He's got books such as Holding Your Ground on Amazon and other booksellers, which teach you how to construct a very effective defense of your home, of your property, of your family, of your community, a defense against anything, any economic collapse, natural disaster, you know, a hurricane like Hurricane Katrina situation. Basically, when society collapses, you want to know this guy's information. So we're going to be bringing you that interview in the second hour. Don't miss that. This is a very difficult guy to book on the air, by the way. He doesn't even want to be found. That's why his name is Joe Nobody. And he's got a lot of experience that you'll come to learn. Also, in the third hour, we've got Dr. Sheldon Marks, a neurosurgeon and an expert in emergency medicine preparedness. Now, he is actually in surgery right now. He's a microsurgeon who actually performs vasectomy reversals. And so he's in surgery right now. We don't want to disturb him during that process. But when he gets done in the third hour, he's going to be on our show to talk about emergency medical preparedness. Now, getting into the news today, Alex called me when I was on the road coming into the studio today, and he said, Mike, you got to cover this story. Paul Craig Roberts has written a story called Silencing the Critics, and he says this may be the most important story that Paul Craig Roberts has ever written, and he wanted to make sure I covered it. This is posted right now on Infowars.com, and it's a story about what's happening where Judge Napolitano has now been fired, essentially, from Fox News. His show, Freedom Watch, which was, you know, by any measure, one of the best, most uncensored news shows out there. I mean, he dared to cover the issues like Ron Paul, like the Constitution, restoring the Bill of Rights, the war with Iran, and how so many people out there are beating the war drums to try to push us into that situation. He dared to say that we should follow law in America, which is now run by a group of lawless thugs, lawless tyrants in Washington. So he was fired. And then Pat Buchanan was fired by MSNBC. And as Paul Craig Roberts explains, both pundits had wide followings and were appreciated for speaking frankly. They've now both been. So what's going on here? He says, the voice of the mainstream media is now uniform. Americans hear one voice, one message, and the message is propaganda. Well, of course it is. It's all the same propaganda for war, propaganda for drinking more aspartame, propaganda for taking more vaccines that contain dangerous chemical adjuvants and even toxic metals that cause neurological damage. It's always the same voice telling you to do things that will get you killed or steal your money or make you a slave of the system. That's what the mainstream media is today now. It's a brainwashing, corporate-controlled hoax media system that has nothing to do with reality, but everything to do with enslaving you in a system of total mindless consumerism and self-damage through pharmaceuticals, through food additives, through chemical pesticides that you spray on your lawn, all of these things. That's what the media exists for today. Drink more soda. Buy more stuff that you don't need, and then kill yourself and your family with all these toxic chemicals that are in the food, in the water, and in the medicines. That's what the media exists for today. Those are my comments, not Paul Craig Roberts' comments. Although I guess he would probably agree with that. But continuing with Paul Craig Roberts' story, he says that President Obama and members of Congress, along with Tel Aviv, continue to assert that Iran is making a nuclear weapon, despite public contradiction by the U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and the CIA as well. I mean, they use this slippery language where they say, well, Iran has enough nuclear material to make a weapon to make a bomb. Well, so does every hospital in the U.S. There's enough nuclear material in all the X-ray machines and the CAT scans to make a dirty bomb that could kill millions of people if you released it, you know, in New York City or something like that. It doesn't mean the hospital is making a weaponized version of that material. The same thing is true with Iran. It doesn't mean Iran is weaponizing the raw material to make a deliverable weapon. That it doesn't mean that. But in the media now, and again, these political charlatans keep playing these word games with us to say, oh, well, Iran could be making a nuclear weapon, or they have enough material now to make 3 weapons, 4 weapons, 5 weapons, you know, conveniently ignoring the fact that those weapons don't exist. So they keep pushing for war. Getting back to Paul Craig Roberts, he says there is no evidence that Iran has nukes or is making nukes. No evidence whatsoever. Again, you can read the full text of this story on Infowars.com. It's up there right now. Paul says the problem that truth faces is that the Western media continually lies. Of course they do. Now, he goes in to talk about Syria and Iran, but then he gets into China. Check this out. China is a more difficult problem. Washington's plan is to cut China off from independent sources of energy. China's oil investment in eastern Libya is the reason Gaddafi was overthrown. And oil is one of the main reasons that Washington has targeted Iran. China has large oil investments in Iran and gets 20% of its oil from Iran. So therefore, these are my words now, therefore, the U.S. attacking Iran is one way to cut off this energy resource from China. Do you think China might have a few words about that? Do you think China and Russia might mind it if we start cutting off their oil supplies? You bet they would. In fact, Paul speaks to that. The risks for Washington have multiplied. He says, if Washington proceeds, the information that is conveyed to Russia and China is that they are next in line after Iran. You see, this is how we can all get drawn into a terrible world war. It can happen just like you're seeing it happen today, where, again, the media is pushing for war and everybody else is going along with it. And those who are against it get fired or censored or criticized. This is the way it works, and the result is we're going to end up in a situation where millions of innocent people are killed, and we're drawn into yet more war, which will centralize yet more power in the hands of the corrupt few who run Washington today. You think about it. Obama wants to get reelected, right? Of course he does. How is he going to do it? Strike Iran before October, or in October, before the election, basically, so that the people just stupidly rally around whatever current president is sitting in the White House at the moment that war is not even declared, but just enacted. Again, they'll bypass Congress. They won't even declare an act of war. They'll just start bombing these so-called enemy nations without justification. Look, enough on that. Check out that article on Infowars.com. Now, in the few minutes that we have left here, I want to comment on something that Alex posted a video over the weekend. This was a video where he went into a CVS pharmacy and he showed a brand of water called, what's the name of it? Nursery water, right? Yeah, nursery water with added fluoride in it. And he walks around the CVS pharmacy. In fact, go ahead and roll that video if you've got it, guys. I'll speak over it. He walks around the CVS pharmacy and he talks about all the toxic poison chemicals that are sold throughout the store. And here on screen, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, nursery water with fluoride added, it says specially formulated for toddlers and babies. This is a war. It's insane. This is a war on the health of our children. And he walks around and he finds other things, you know, you versus the flu. And he talks about the total flu hoax. The truth is, if you get flu shots, your chances of actually getting the flu go up. Because your immune system is weakened. There it is. You versus the flu. You win with the flu shot, it says. No, you know who wins with a flu shot? Bill Gates wins. Because he's bet his money on the global depopulation agenda. And the more of you who go out there and line up and ignorantly inject yourself with flu vaccines or have your children injected with flu vaccines, the more you kill your future generations and the more people like Bill Gates, global elitists, the more they win because they rid the planet of people like you, and you're doing it to yourself. Voluntary euthanasia. That's what's going on today. A lot more ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after these messages with more breaking news and our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dale Carson. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chair.
And we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex, who's on the road. I'll also be filling in next Monday, 1 week from today, when we'll be having guest Jonathan Emord. Yes, the Jonathan Emord, health freedom attorney, constitutionalist. He has a new book coming out. I believe it's called Restore the Republic. I haven't I don't have a hard copy in my hands yet, so I don't know for sure, but I think that's the name of it, Restoring the Republic, not on sale yet, being launched in about a week. And the foreword is written by Ron Paul. And Jonathan Emord is, you know, if Ron Paul becomes president, and of course we're all pushing for that to happen, then I think Jonathan Emord should be attorney general. You know, I mean, he's that important for the future of our republic. Very, very important individual, and he will be on the show 1 week from today. Now, a scheduling note, we have a bit of a scheduling error with Dale Carson. He's actually going to be joining us also 1 week from today instead of today. He is the former FBI agent. I mean, it's no big deal. We've got so much news to cover here anyway. I didn't even get a chance to get to it. We've got robotic insect swarm technology coming out. We've got new news coming out about test tube hamburgers. They've succeeded in growing hamburgers in test tubes now. I'll get to that in a second. But Dale Carson is going to be joining us 1 week from today instead of today. My apologies for freaking him out. He's actually in trial right now. But he's the author of this book, Arrest Proof Yourself, which is a really great book. And it tells you how to protect your rights against police officers. Again, nothing bad against cops. In fact, you know, I used to work alongside as a volunteer police officers in Tucson, Arizona, as part of the nonprofit Tucson Police Foundation. So I have a lot of respect for police officers who are doing their job, but some of them get a little carried away, as you have come to know here as an Alex Jones listener. And that book teaches you how to protect yourself. So we've got that coming up. We do have at the top of this hour Joe Nobody joining us. He's the author of some additional books that we'll talk about and some of his information that can help you prepare. Well, let's get right into the news right now. First of all, we've got Ron Paul with a new statement that just came out this weekend. It says Paul says U.S. is slipping into a fascist system. And this is a speech he gave over the weekend. He says, we slipped away from a true republic. Now we're slipping into a fascist system where it's a combination of government and big business and authoritarian rule and the suppression of the individual rights of each and every American citizen. Well, good for you, Ron. Well said. You couldn't have emphasized it anymore. That's exactly what it is. I mean, how come every presidential candidate isn't telling the truth about this? How come they aren't all talking about our loss of rights and the monstrosity that is the NDAA and the Patriot Act, for that matter, and all of these laws, so-called laws, that take away our rights? I mean, only Ron Paul is qualified to be president, in my view, because he's the only one who's willing to tell the truth about the very dangerous centralization of power in the federal government. Don't you know that that's what leads to tyranny? That's the recipe for tyranny. If you actually centralize power in the hands of anybody, any group, any gang, any corporation, any entity, it will seek to dominate and control everything in the world. That's just the nature of corporations. They want to expand. That's just the nature of military-minded dictators. They just want to expand, like Hitler and Stalin and Mao. They just want to expand and control everything. So if you do that in America, you should not be surprised if you get the same result of total, outrageous tyranny from Washington. Next story. This is one I wrote, naturalnews.com. Test tube meat is here. This was also announced over the weekend. They've been able to grow meat and fat using bovine fetal cells in a vat of liquid with circulating nutrients, and the little muscle fibers actually pulse and twitch as they're growing. And then once the growth is done, they grind them up with some other fat cells, some bovine fat cells that they have also grown using bovine fetal cells, and then they grind this up into a delicious hamburger patty. Hey, you want some fries with that? That sounds like a real happy meal, doesn't it? Nasty stuff. So my question about this, obviously this is being promoted as a way to save the planet. This is more environmentally friendly. You're all going to eat processed, vat-produced, scientifically generated and formulated and engineered bovine fetal stem cell cow burger patties. Get used to it. You are the new generation of Soylent Green consumers. How dare you want to eat actual beef that walked around on four hooves? Yeah, we'll talk about more on that story when we return here. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Have you ever noticed that everything they say is being introduced to save the planet is usually something that's going to kill you or gross you out? We were just talking before the break about this test tube hamburger meat that they've now successfully grown in these vats of circulating nutrients, also floating along with some bovine fetus stem cells. Yum. And they say the meat is, well, wait, here's a quote from the scientist, Mark Post, who announced this. And I'm not bashing Mark Post. He's just doing his research. He probably has no idea how this is going to be used by the globalists to sicken people. But he says this year in October, we're going to provide a proof of concept showing out of stem cells we can make a product that looks, feels, and hopefully tastes like meat. That's what I thought the last time I went to McDonald's like 20 years ago. It almost looks and feels, it almost tastes like meat, but I'm not sure. Let's talk about chicken McNuggets and mechanically separated chicken. No, that would be another comedy segment. But they say this is great for the environment, all right? They say it's more efficient conversion of plants to meat in these laboratory vats. How wonderful. Less environmental damage, more humane than killing animals. And it's the only feasible way to feed the world all the meat it craves. But I say, wait a second. If they're growing this meat in vats of circulating nutrients, what do you think they're going to put in those nutrients? A little MSG to have it built into the cells so that their lab-produced meat actually tastes better so that you'll eat it. They love to use MSG for that. So what about hormones to make the meat grow faster? So they can just put these bovine hormones right into the circulating fluid. I'm sure the USDA will be fine with that. And the FDA, no problem. Whatever chemicals you want to use, the FDA's never met a chemical it didn't like. You know, put it in the food. Who cares? It's even probably going to go into infant formula. But what about this? What about the genetic engineering of these stem cells that are used to grow this meat? You see, I came up with the idea that eventually they would have to try to combine genetic code from different species to try to maximize this meat. So you could end up with hamburger patties that are made with partially cow or goat or maybe insects to bind it together, like a carnauba wax type of production from those little meat strips to hold it together, you know, to bind it together. What if they put in some human genes to make sure that the meat is not doesn't cause allergic reactions in humans? So you could end up actually eating a hybrid bovine human processed meat product laced with MSG, antibiotics, and hormones. And this is called the solution. The solution. I love it when Bill Gates goes out there and says, you know, the solution is just more technology. Because, you know, the pharmaceutical model has been so effective and so good. All this high technology. He calls GMOs now are called high-tech agriculture. Yeah, because technology has been so good. Just look at, television and nuclear power and pesticides and fluoride and aspartame. Aren't these wonderful examples of helping to save the world? Oh, yeah, technology is our savior now. We don't need anything real. All right. Hey, speaking of something real, let me mention this. This is a plug for Enterfood that comes from yours truly, the Health Ranger here. I gave an award to this company several years ago, and this company is a sponsor of InfoWars, so please help support this operation by checking out Enterfood. They've got a special going on right now, 10% off your entire order when you use the code InfoWars, plural. InfoWars gets you 10% off the entire order. Call 866-762-9238. Ask for the Alex Jones listener discounts. This is one of the superfoods that I personally consume. In fact, I have my superfood. Let me grab it. There it is. This is my superfood for today. I always have one of these here. People tease me about it. This is actually my berry mixture, but I also have a chocolate mixture out in the car with Enterfood in it. That helps keep me focused. You know, no caffeine, anything like that. I don't even drink coffee, by the way, but it's just got all kinds of great nutrients in it. Very high-end superfood. That number again is 866-762-9238. 10% off your entire order when you use the code InfoWars. So check out Enterfood, our good friends and patriots there who are making some good food for us. Now moving on to news about food. Did you know that baby formula that's formulated with brown rice syrup as the sweetener can contain up to 3,000% more arsenic than formula without the brown rice syrup? Yes, a new study, this is out of Dartmouth College, shows that there has been alarmingly high levels of arsenic found in infant formula. One organic infant formula product that was sweetened with brown rice syrup contained six times the level, the limit set by the EPA for safe drinking water. And this is what parents are feeding their babies. Now, and it's also present in cereal bars. You know, brown rice syrup is a very popular sweetener. Now, look, bottom line is normally brown rice syrup is a very healthy sweetener. Nothing wrong with it. It's high in mineral content. It's relatively low on the glycemic index and so on. But because these banned pesticides are being used to grow some of this stuff, the high levels of arsenic are being embedded in the soils. And then it's picked up by the brown rice, which tends to pick up a lot of minerals, which include these metals like arsenic, and then that gets into the food. And of course, arsenic, not a very good situation. But when I posted this article, I guess a day or two ago, it's written by Elizabeth Walling, and we got a bunch of flack from people. You know, no matter what toxin we always expose, aluminum in this product, arsenic in this product, pesticides in this product, there's always a bunch of apologists out there who say, don't worry about that. it's okay. You get arsenic when you eat bananas anyway. Or you get aluminum from, you know, cooking on in your microwave, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's always these apologists who say, a little bit of arsenic. Don't worry about it, Joey. You know, but what about the combination? What about all the fluoride, all the heavy metals, all the mercury, all the aluminum, all the arsenic in this case? And you add that into the psychiatric drugs that people are on and the antidepressants that people are on and the pesticides and the formaldehyde venting from the furniture in your own house and the fluorescent lights that flicker and alter your brain function with the flicker rate of the lights. And they have mercury in them, too. And you add it all up. And then what do you get? You get total toxic overload. And that's what we're seeing today. That's what we're seeing, the slow euthanization of the American population. Well, it's not just America. It's the whole world. But this is true. You know, this is happening. Babies are being poisoned right now. Now, speaking about babies, children, and food, remember that story about a week ago in North Carolina where that elementary school had the food police out, and they were searching through the bags of the children's little lunch bags brought from home and saying, oh, you don't have, your lunch doesn't meet USDA guidelines. You don't have a serving of pasteurized dead milk. You don't have a serving of processed meat laced with sodium nitrite, which causes brain cancer and tumors and pancreatic cancer and colon cancer. They said, how dare you bring your lunch from home? Well, that happened a week ago. Now there's been another incident from the same school. A woman, a mother, has stepped forward, Diane Zambrano. This is reported in The Blaze. Diane Zambrano says her 4-year-old daughter is the latest victim of the food police at the West Hoke or Hokey Elementary School. I don't know how to pronounce West Hoke, probably, Elementary School. Her mom had dared to pack her a lunch containing a cheese and salami sandwich on a wheat bun with apple juice. But no, that didn't conform to the school food police, who are apparently still operating. Instead, she was taken to the cafeteria and fed chicken nuggets. Yeah, chicken nuggets, a sweet potato, bread, and pasteurized, homogenized, dead cow's milk. Oh, because that's so much better than the lunch that her mom packed her. Because, yeah, chicken nuggets, I mean, gee, almost half of the nugget is actually chicken. The other half, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but the chicken half is mechanically separated chicken. You know how you make that? You take a chicken carcass with all the skin and bones and tendons and fat, and you throw it in a giant blender, like a Blendtec or a Vitamix. You blend that up, and it makes a giant pink mass of goo. And then you crush that through a strainer. We should do this on camera one day right here in the studio. That would be a lot of fun. I'm sure Alex would appreciate that. You crush it through a strainer to get the bones out of it, and then you end up with this pink goo, this mass. You shape it into the shape of a chicken nugget, and you roll it around in some bread, and you fry it in some deep-fried oil that's been used over and over again, week after week after week, and the high temperatures create cancer-causing acrylamides, in addition to the MSG and the other yeast extract taste excitotoxins that are added to the nugget to make it taste like real chicken when it's actually just crushed-up blended chicken carcass. This is USDA compliant? This is what the child must eat? At West Hokey Elementary School? Really? Did they forget their own nutrition classes? It's unbelievable. These people are insane. It's not just that. It's not just the chemicals that they're feeding the 4-year-olds in the school. Yeah, there's a picture on screen for those of you watching at prisonplanet.tv. The mechanically separated chicken looks like a giant taffy snake. It's like a 4-inch diameter, just... nasty extrusion of goo, chicken goo. Woo! Yummy. It's making me hungry right here in the studio. All right, enough of that. I don't want to gross you out. Let's move on to some other news. We published that green companies with political ties to Obama continue to receive billions of dollars in federal funds. Gee, no surprise there. Hey, if you're a buddy of the White House, you get money, and your company doesn't even have to have a profit. You can just pay yourself salaries and lose money quarter after quarter after quarter, and then eventually go bankrupt by blowing the taxpayers' dollars. That's what you get if you're a buddy of Obama. Here's an example. Venture capitalist Sanjay Wagle, I hope I'm getting his name right, he was an Obama fundraiser in 2008. He went from the private sector to the Energy Department, and his firm, Over the next 3 years, the Energy Department provided $2.8 billion in funding to clean energy companies in which Weigel's former venture capital firm, Vantage Point Venture Partners, had invested. So he goes to Washington. First, he fundraised for Obama, goes to Washington, funnels money through the venture capital firm into all these so-called green companies. In all, $3.9 billion in funds were provided to 21 companies with ties to firms who had connections to five different administration advisors and staffers of the Obama administration. And how many of these have now gone broke? I don't know the exact number, but it's a large number. It's like every week you read another green company going bankrupt. You know, this is the opposite of the free market, folks. Forget about innovation and entrepreneurship and people who are willing to work hard the American way, you know, to create real jobs, private sector jobs, and hire people and create a superior product and actually have a profit quarter after quarter while you're helping the economy. Forget that. Yeah, I guess that's ancient history in America. Now, the way to get your money is to cozy up to the next corrupt presidential candidate and then get into the Energy Department or the Department of Commerce or whatever the case may be, get into DHS, get yourself a military contract, take all that money, ride high like a fat cat, blow the money on jet skis and junkets to exotic locations. And then when your company goes bankrupt, just say, oh, must have been the bad economy. We couldn't help it. We tried our best while we were eating lobster in Hawaii, thinking about the new economy. That's the new capitalism. Isn't it sick? Isn't it sick? And meanwhile, the hardworking people out there, like those listening to this show, who are working for a living are being taxed to death. You know, your productivity is being taken away. Your jobs are being shifted to Mexico and China. You are the ones being punished for your ideas, for having actual innovation, because, of course, the whole plan in this country is to shut down the actual economy, the real economy, and just have everything a centralized, centrally planned China-like economy where you got to be buddies with the right people in order to get money to do anything. And the rest of you are just going to end up paying taxes like under the French system where it's, what is it, like 87% tax rate? So you live on pennies. That's it. That's what's going on. We still have a few minutes left here, so I'm going to cover more news. Remember, at the top of the hour, we've got Joe Nobody joining us. At the top of the next hour, that's going to be a really great segment, so be sure to stay tuned for that. This is out of The Independent. Experts fear diseases are now impossible to treat. They're talking about the antibiotic-resistant strains, not just MRSA, but E. coli, new strains. Oh, yeah, they've got all new strains for you. It's kind of like version 12 now of these antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And they, of course, were created by the fact that doctors and hospitals abuse antibiotics and they create an environment in which these bacteria mutate to become resistant. They mutate very quickly. They are creating a superbug weapon, almost. It's like the hospitals are the weapon factories to create the superbugs that, if they escape the hospitals, could kill literally tens of millions of people. I'm not trying to scare you about that, because there are natural ways to defend yourself against that. You know, silver lungs, anybody? That's what I would use. But there are lots of ways to defend yourself. But the whole medical system doesn't want to have sanity in the hospitals. They don't want to use probiotics. They don't want to use colloidal silver. They don't want to use copper-plated tables, even though they've been scientifically proven to eliminate or greatly reduce superbug infections. Instead, they want people to be sick. They love the fact that you go in for some chemotherapy and then you come out with kidney failure and then you need kidney dialysis. They love the fact that your psychiatric drug or your antidepressant drug causes diabetes. So then you come back for a diabetes drug and a diabetes treatment. They love it. It's a chain reaction of repeat business that comes from corporations treating human beings like guinea pigs and having no compassion for human life. And having absolutely no ethics, absolutely no real sense of what it takes to be an adult human being contributing to a free world. You know, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Why can't we have people like Ron Paul in charge of the politics? Why can't we have real nutritionists in charge of the healthcare system? Why can't we have people who don't want war in charge of a Department of Peace? Go for some global peace. I don't mean not defend our shores. Obviously, let's defend ourselves And kudos to the veterans who took part in the legitimate defense. But why do we have to go around just mucking up everything all around the world with more war, more pharmaceuticals, more vaccines, more poison in the hospitals, more antibiotic-resistant drugs, or I'm sorry, strains of bacteria because of the drugs? That's what we have today. It's total insanity, and the result is going to be nothing but death, mass death. One more story. British government now considers using nerve agents on their own people. I mean, you would think I'm making this up. It's not April 1. No, it's February 20, and this is real, that the rioters in Britain now could be soon hit with nerve agent chemicals. Yeah, how about a little mustard gas for all you rioters out there speaking out against the Queen, talking about the Queen gets raw milk, but nobody else can get raw milk. That you're going to get hit with some nerve gas agents, some nerve chemicals, courtesy of the British government. That story, that is from National News by D. Holt. Ah, man, I can't even cover all the news. I can't even cover everything that's on Infowars.com or my website or any of the others. There's just too much crazy news. But we're going to do our best, so stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We will be right back after this break with more breaking news and a guest coming right up. Stay with us.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It occurred to me during the break that in every sport, when you have more points, you're winning, right? You know, you score a touchdown, you make a basket, you kick the ball through the goal, you make a point. It's plus one, or plus seven, or plus six, whatever the case may be. But in the world of eugenics, the winning score is always a minus one. And if you look at Bill Gates and his formula for population control and success, he has P for population, and he's got this formula that he talks about publicly. And when P equals P minus one, that's like a victory for Bill Gates. Think about it. Like, the more people die, the more they think they're winning, the globalists. That's pretty sick. That's a pretty good indication that something's wrong with that picture. I mean, oh, gosh. What do they cheer when people die in car crashes? They cheer? Like, save the planet. He rolled his SUV over six times. Planet's better off. You know, that's some kind of sick eugenics logic. Anyway, okay, the Harvard Microrobotics Lab has introduced or announced a new technology they call the monolithic bee that can allow the creation of swarms of insect drones that can now be fabricated with a brand new technology. It's kind of a pop-up fabrication technology. You know, your children's pop-up books, you know, where you open it up and then it pops up? They can do this now at the microchip level using exotic materials to pop up an actual insect. And we've got some footage of that. Go ahead and roll that footage while I explain this if you can. You can watch this on PrismPlanet.tv. There it is, the little insect. This is smaller than a penny. This little insect is popping up and assembling itself out of, well, silicon and some metals, and then it gets soldered together. See, it assembles itself in about 1 second. It's about a 1 second activity. And then it can lock itself into place, and then it's got this unique soldering technology. The point is that the scientists who created this say, quote, it is a process well suited to mass production, enabling parallel manufacture of large numbers of robotic devices. That's just what we need, isn't it? Yeah, large numbers of spy drones. Now, this reminds me of that scene in Terminator 2. Remember the scene where that scientist is talking about they got this microchip from the robotic arm, and they've been studying it, and it's leading them in all kinds of new directions that they never could have imagined before. There it is, smaller than a penny, for those of you still watching. incredible. Like, if this was flying around your house, spying on you, you wouldn't even know it's there. Now, of course, they don't have a power supply to it yet. They don't have a video camera small enough to fly around on it yet. But imagine in the future, you know what they're going to do with these? They're going to have vaccine needles out the front. I mean, Bill Gates is already using genetically modified mosquitoes to have a vaccine type of technology to vaccinate people. Why not do it with these electronic monolithic bees, these little insect swarms, put vaccines on the front of them and have them do little kamikaze missions on all the people who have exposed arms? By the way, you know, a little tip. Most of these robotics that are coming, and Alex just talked about that on the show, the robotics are coming. The robotic warriors, or the Terminators, so to speak, but they're going to be flying drones first. They already are flying drones. Most of them are going to detect humans using infrared sensors. And let me just give you guys, all of you listening, this little tip if you don't already know it. If you want to make yourself invisible to infrared, make yourself a space blanket poncho. Yeah, just take a space blanket, cut a hole in it, you know, put it on like a poncho. And then the robot drones can't see you except your head. The space blanket keeps the infrared rays inside, makes you basically camouflage to the robots. You may laugh, but that may come in very handy in the near future. Stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams hosting. We'll be right back after this break with more news from the incredible world of reality. See ya.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.